It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Tuesday. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears, Tony Burke here in studio. Man, I need another day off, Scooch. Friday was not enough. Scooter Dengus with us as well. Welcome into the show. It is Tuesday, March 26th. We're going to rename the show, Scoots.
Okay.
Spears on Gambling. Mm. And it has nothing to do with my picks.
Doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't. Nah. You're right. But now we've got Shohei. We've got NBA problems. We got a new kickoff rule in the NFL.
Love it.
It's going to be interesting. We're not really going to rename it that. But, man. We'll get into this. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450, 384-1450, if you'd like to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Still no new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito on my table when I came in today.
I mean, what do you want from me, John? Do you want
you
me to
are,
have a,
I want you to produce. You're the producer?
Do you want me to have produce. A cold one there for you so you can just pop it in the microwave? Because if I go and get it, it's not going to be hot.
Yes.
Good point, Scoot.
The answer is yes.
Because I actually went and got one this morning, and it was mighty tasty.
Oh, you're killing me. Enjoy the deliciousness of sweet maple waffle, American cheese, crispy chicken, and Mike's Hot Honey on the new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito, available every morning at all participating Thorntons. And hit me up on the Thorntons text line, 502-414-1450. I'm not going to eat breakfast tomorrow. I'm going to get here early, and I want one of those.
Okay.
My gosh.
Go over and get it and then have Scoop pay for it. It'd be warm that way.
They're out by then. They'll be out by 1130, right?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Tony. What if I just pay for it and then tell them,
put
John's name on it?
Forget it. All right.
You won't eat half of it anyway.
The coaching search continues as the campus turns here. We'll get into this because Josh Scherz from Indiana State is now the top pick. Or is it Pat Kelsey from College of Charleston? Or is it, as a source told me months ago,
no,
Richard Pitino from New Mexico? Amir Abdul-Rahim from South Florida, formerly Kennesaw State in the A-side. Josh Hurd being very secretive, as he should be.
You know who the favorite is, a guy that we're not mentioning anymore?
Rick Pitino?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Jerome Tang. He's the favorite at 4-1.
Oh, he's the betting favorite.
Betting favorite.
And yeah. I always say this, Vegas knows more than we do. I would be surprised at Jerome Tang at this point. But that's a name that we've forgotten about. And Josh Hurd, as I mentioned yesterday, I think he's doing a great job of not letting any of this out. When somebody says a name, he doesn't say yes, he doesn't say no, he makes no comment.
Well, maybe he doesn't know.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Because, John, right now, everybody you name's not a home run, and Louisville needs a home run. And there's no home runs out there. There's a couple doubles.
I think they can't get a home run.
I agree. I said there's only a couple doubles out there, so is the fan base going to be
Pearl's
happy?
A home run.
Is the fan base going to be happy with these names you name?
It's not going to take much for this fan base to get excited after the last 2 years, I don't think.
Well, some will and some won't, no matter what name
Come up with. Yeah, I think that's the case with any name, though, Tony. Even a splash hire, big name home run hire is going to divide the fan base.
Yeah, but right now, as bad as it's been there, everything's a positive till we go, hey, when they hired Kenny Payne.
Well.
Hey, yeah, we got Kenny, man. He's got Danny Manning with him. He's got Nolan Smith. They took him from Duke. Now, come on. You just can't – I mean, you look for positives and
Chris
all
Mack,
this.
Home run hire.
Oh, I thought it was a great hire.
It was. He got them the number one in the country at one point. It didn't last long.
No.
Everybody is a home run hire when you first hire. You say all the right
things. Haven't lost a game.
You say all the right things at the press conference. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, give me a hug.
Oh, my gosh. It's good to be home. I've never been to Louisville, but it feels like home. That was what the next guy says.
Those banners up there, we're going to hang another one.
Mick Cronin? What about Mick Cronin? Home run? Goes to UCLA to a final championship game appearance. Coach Cincinnati to some really good, had some good years at Cincinnati.
I'm hearing crickets.
Well, the resume's there. The problem I have with Josh Scherz, Pat Kelsey's done it, but he's done it at a smaller level. The problem I have with Amir Abdul-Rahim is – we jump the gun on these young mid-major coaches who have one good run. And I mentioned to you before the show, Shaka Smart. He is considered a top-level coach. And maybe he is a top-level coach. He took VCU from the first four as an 11 seed to the final four. Then he got the job at Texas. What did he do at Texas?
Nothing.
What has he done at Marquette up until this year?
Been okay.
He's been okay. This is his first Sweet 16 since that VCU year, which was 2011, if I'm not mistaken. Even before Cal won a title. And we'll get to that.
And let's take the other side. When Connecticut hired Danny Hurley,
yeah,
were they excited, do you think?
Not at all.
Not at all.
But when you get one of these guys from these mid-major colleges, you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance. Sometimes they work out. Danny Hurley, Jay Wright at Villanova. Sometimes they don't work out. So no matter who Josh Hurd hires, there will be part of the fan base that says, who? What are we doing? We're not going to get any better. And there's going to be another part of the fan base that says, all right, I like this guy. Here we go. And it just, you know, the percentages, it just depends. If Richard Pitino is the name, and I know you're shaking your head, 75% of the fan base is going to be happy because Rick, you know, look what Rick did. Richard was on that staff. And 25% will be, yeah, no, we're not going to do this again, are we? If you hire Josh Scherz from Indiana State, probably 30% will say, oh, it's great. He did a great job in Indiana State.
For a year.
Maybe end up winning the NIT. And the other 60%, 70%, I can't do math, will say, who? What are we doing? We're hiring a guy from Indiana State who wants to go to St. Louis as his next job. And by the way, if he's offered the Louisville job and picks St. Louis, what does that say about the program? So there's a lot at stake here for Josh Hurd. There's a lot at stake for Louisville. I don't care at this point if I'm a Louisville fan. I don't care if it's big name. I don't care if it's no name. Just get the right guy. Get a guy who's going to come in. He's going to get into the portal. He's going to get some talent in here. He's going to be a big-time recruiter, and he's going to energize the fan base and make this a winning program. And when I say winning program, Tony, give me 15 wins next year. Give me 15 and 15 going into the postseason, or 16 and 16, whatever that number is.
That's got to be such an advantage for the new coach, right? Because the expectations are going to be super low.
Everybody's in the portal. Sky Clark, Mike James. Huntley Hatfield's not in the portal, is he? Am I wrong about that?
Haven't heard his name, no.
So almost everybody's in the portal. Bring your team with you. Does Josh Scherz bring Larry Nerd with him? Or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? And a couple other guys? If you're Richard Pitino, Jamal Mashburn Jr. is in the portal. You bring him with you? Yes. The answer is yes, Scooter.
You want to hear my thoughts on Mashburn?
Sure.
So I told my roommate this last night. With everything that's going on in Lexington, this had to be a call from Cal, right? Hey, fans are all over me. No. I need to get them off my back. I can get another legacy guy.
Shepard and Mashburn in the same backcourt.
Would be awesome.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to wear, you know those high waters I wear in here? I'm going to have to keep them on because the crap is getting high up on the bottom here. So get the right coach. That's it. That's all. Don't be in a hurry, Cardinal fan. Because here's the reality. They try to get Scott Drew. It didn't work out. They try to get Dusty May. Didn't work out. Now there are only three Power 5 jobs still open. SMU, Oklahoma State, Louisville. And there are probably 8 to 10 candidates. Now you do your due diligence, you do your research, and you get the right guy. Because one of these guys is going to finally take the Louisville job. Vanderbilt is now closed. Mark Byington from James Madison took that job today. Not that Vanderbilt's where coaches go down a level after that, right?
Except for Stallings.
Except for Kevin Stallings. He parlayed it into a job in the ACC, right? Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm. Did a hell of a job there.
You, Wow, that's sarcastic as it gets right there. You have time now that you can pick and choose out of these remaining candidates who want to go to a Power 5 school if they can, Power 6 with the Big East, if they can. That's what they want. And now they're running out of jobs, right?
No, there's going to be more come open.
What's going to come open?
I mean, we were talking before we came on air, USC is going
to
come open.
But if that's only if Andy Enfield, who's the favorite, leaves to go to SMU, so it's still three jobs.
Well, I mean, you got to think how young we are still in this coaching carousel. It's going to ramp up once everybody's done playing.
I don't know who else is going to be let go.
I mean, do we ever have an idea who's going to be let go? Like, it all just kind of happens.
Maybe Josh Hurd is waiting for somebody still in one of the tournaments. And you got to say it that way because Indiana State is still in the NIT. They play Cincinnati tonight. Cardinal fans, if you want to see who might be your next head coach, I guess ESPN tonight. I'm not sure, but I guess ESPN, Cincinnati, Iowa, Indiana State. And that might be your next head coach. And maybe you don't want to see it. Maybe you watch him coach and they're down 10 and you're going, oh, my God, we're going to get this guy.
Better than what you had.
It's better than what you had. That should be the mindset. Whatever we get, we're going to win more than 12 games in the next 2 years.
Kevin Keats.
Don't laugh.
Won 24 games this year.
And how many?
Wasn't going to make the tournament. He's on fire now.
How many good years did he have?
He beats Marquette. He beats Marquette. He's won 8 in a row.
Kevin,
I was just looking at the teams
here.
Former
Cardinal assistant.
Yes.
Under
Rick, buddy.
Under Rick. Ah, so interesting. Now, the Cal had his radio show last night, and I know the boys talked about it this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to take my headset off.
Classic Cal here. did you listen, Tony, by any chance?
No, classic, but I read all
classic
this stuff.
Classic Cal. Now he says, well, any of these guys don't want to go in NBA, I'm not going to push them out. Well, wait a minute. You always push them out. There's billions of dollars for your guys to be made in the NBA, right? Billions? I think he says that a lot, billions. You know how many billions of dollars?
What happened to him wanting to continue to help the families?
What happened to that?
Well, he got NIL now.
He's wanting to help the Calipari family now.
Well.
And that would involve keeping A, Reed Shepherd, and B, one other player. Dillingham would be ideal. He's not staying.
Be DJ.
It'll be DJ. Bradshaw, I think, is going to get in the portal maybe. You get a big guy out of the portal. And obviously Mitchell and Reeves are gone. No eligibility left. Find a shooter.
You're looking for all those things every year.
I know.
I mean, it's nothing different. Finding a guy that's big
but
and strong.
He's not,
you
looking for, six of those guys if he can keep two on campus.
Well,
whichever two you want. Maybe Edwards stays. I don't know where Edwards would go, right?
Yeah.
You think Edwards stays? I mean, he's not going to the NBA.
No.
Like Khalil Ware, by the way.
Boo. Oh.
Well, the one thing with Shepherd, and I'm going to stick to this, if somebody takes him in the top five pick, that's great, but they're going to lose their job.
Yeah.
And if Reed Shepherd's making the money he's making at UK,
he can't guard you, Tony.
Why would he go leave right now when you're the greatest thing that's ever happened to the state of Kentucky?
He is sliced
bread.
You're
getting paid more than most people will ever get paid.
And
he can pick and choose who he wants to.
They are lined up to give Reed Shepherd endorsement money to get on TV and hype their product.
Everybody.
They're lined up. So he can make a ton of money. He can make a ton of money in the NBA as well. And I understand this. What people don't get, you hear this all the time. Why would you stay? Why would you go to the NBA and play in the G League instead of playing another year in college at a top program? And because you start your NBA clock and you get to your second contract. That's what it's about.
John, did you listen to the show last night?
I was leaving. All right. I'm gonna
yes
say,
or no,
I'm
John?
I'm going to say partially. Because I was leaving my tax lady's house, and I was in the car with my beautiful bride. And it's hard to hear Cal. Let's just put it that way.
I was just going to bring up.
So we had to talk about the taxes.
It's funny that we're talking about Reed and Neil because he was apparently did an ad read for a depression treatment in the middle of the college show.
Wow.
It was on after the game, too.
Wow. That's sort of appropriate because everybody in outside of Jefferson County was and was depressed on Thursday evening. That's for sure.
That's good marketing.
It is good marketing. And look, he's got everything. Mom and dad are heroes at the school, right? What'd you say yesterday, Scooter? Where is mom's number next
year? That
would
be awesome.
He wore Jeff's this year. He'll wear Stacy's next year. That'd be cool. And he's going to make a ton of money no matter what he does. Do you think he comes back?
I think he does.
I do, too. I just have a feeling. I don't know why. Because if you're a top 10 pick in the NBA, it sure feels like you should go.
Did you all have that mindset before they lost to Oakland?
I have the whole time, Scoot, and yeah. I've said it. John's heard me say it. Yeah. I say it all the time.
I did not, to be fair. Go ahead,
Tom. When they said he's a number four and then a number one and a number two, and I said, John just said, I think somebody loses their job because he's a 6'2 guard. He can be the greatest player in the world, but NBA teams are looking for 6'7, 6'8, 6'9, 6'10 guys that can play out on the floor and can run and jump. And when you're in a situation, you're an 18-year-old kid, and you're not more physically talented than those guys, then to me, you're at a huge disadvantage. You might make a roster, and you might end up being a good player. But at 18 years old, and I listened to John Wall talk to Cal on his podcast, and they talk about being 18 years old and going and being with men. And if you're making that kind of money and you're a hero, why?
Yeah.
Why would you just at that point in your life when you're a hero, you're going to be a great, he might be a good player and he might make a lot of money. But I can't fathom leaving what he has to go and sit on a bench somewhere.
Did you see Rajon Rondo and DeMarcus Cousins going at it?
Sure did.
Do you see that, Scoot? Did the boys talk about this?
We talked about it a little bit, yeah.
Now, to be fair, Cal's guys love Cal.
Yep.
And Rondo did not play for Cal. He played for Tubby. So they had difference of opinion there, and Boogie was not backing down. And to his credit, neither was Rajon Rondo.
But Rondo did say at the end of it, he was not saying Cal should leave.
Right.
I mean, it sounded like Rondo, when you listened to the beginning of it, Rondo saying they got to get rid of Cal, and Boogie saying no. But and Rondo was taking the other side from Boogie on what Cal's done. And towards the end, he goes, look, I'm not saying to fire Cal. I'm just telling you what's going on right now and what they're not doing, basically. And they need to change things.
All right, we're up against a break. So let's take that break. Hopefully by the end of the show, we'll know who the Louisville head coach is. That's not going to happen. Talk about some baseball coming up and some gambling issues in some different sports. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus manning the producer chair, making our microphones are working correctly.
Think we need to switch your mics.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Oh, that was you?
That was a joke. Kalel Ware, as I mentioned, going to the NBA, the Indiana big man. This was sort of understood this was going to happen, but Scoots, I know you were holding out hope.
I was holding out hope, yeah. Hey, and I've still got a little hope to hold out on. He can take up to May 29th, so we'll see what happens, but I'm not expecting it.
What the NBA scouts tell him?
The NBA scouts are going to tell him you're 6'9", you can shoot it from 15 feet.
7'1".
7'1", you can shoot it from 15 feet.
He can shoot it from 3.
Gain 30 more pounds.
And you can rebound. We're going to bring you in and get you on that first contract.
He was one of our better three-point shooters on the season.
He gone.
I think so, too.
M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation, 502-384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into the show at that number. I joked that I was going to rename the show Spears on Gambling. Shohei Ohtani spoke yesterday, the Dodger outfielder / future pitcher. Said he had no idea that what was going on with his translator. What's his name? Ipe?
Mazuhara.
Oh. Don't do that. Wow. That was Tony Burke, everybody. He had no idea. He was shocked when he learned of it. And if you were watching the first two games from Korea, game one.
You had to get up real early to do that.
You had to get up early, 6:05 start here in the Eastern time zone. game one, they would show Ohtani in the dugout, just chopping it up with, I'm going to just call him Ipe. I can't pronounce his last name.
You said it perfect yesterday.
I was reading it. I don't have it in front of me.
Mazuhara.
They were just having a good time, you know, waiting for Shohei's next at-bat on the first game. Shohei said yesterday he learned during a team meeting after that first game what was going on. And his new interpreter, by the way.
Said, hey.
can I have a job? I'm going to guess the Dodgers did a little more due diligence here on this interpreter. Because Ipe Mazuhara.
Nailed it.
Said he worked for the Yankees in his resume. Not true. Worked for the Red Sox. Not true. Went to a certain university. No record of it. He is a professional liar. Now, he and Shohei have been friends for a long, long time. But if you're an addicted gambler, if you're a alcoholic, if you're a drug addicted to drugs, you learn how to lie. You just do. Is it Ohtani's fault that this guy was able to access his money, his funds, and send at least $1 million, wire at least $1 million to an illegal bookmaker? Some say $4.5 million. I heard a bookie today, or a guy that, not a bookie, but a guy that writes about gambling, say, look, if you owe $4.5 million, that means you probably bet at least $20 million. Because you don't lose every game.
Well, and that's what makes this whole thing so hard to believe. It seems like you're...
Are you still skeptical about Shohei?
I'm very skeptical still, yeah. Don't, I mean...
Well, a little bit. I don't ahead, disagree Jim. With Scoot, but there's a lot
I just,
there.
Yesterday, I mean, I listened to a majority of his whole
statement. He
said
all the right things.
Exactly, but it's easy to do that sort of thing.
He did not take questions, which we thought he was going to do. Now, there is a language barrier, and I get that. But he didn't take any questions, which kind of makes you go, come on. Take if you didn't do anything wrong, take some questions. Answer honestly. If you really are shocked and didn't know, then that's your answer to every question you're asked. Now, how could you not know? Look, the truth about this is husbands and wives don't know sometimes what the other one's doing financially. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact. So why would you know what your interpreter's doing? The problem is he's getting into your accounts. Do you not have an accountant also?
Right.
Do you not have a bank telling you, hey, somebody just took $500,000 out of your bank account?
Well, and that's why
did you take it out?
That's why I'm still so skeptical, is because there's so many dots that have not been connected with this whole story. And it just, yeah, the statement was great. I love that Shohei wanted to come out and tell his side of the story, but we got to have all the dots connected before I can make a judgment one way or the other.
I had to have money transferred last week to pay off my car, my wife's car. And it wasn't anywhere near $500,000, but it was a nice sum of money. And I had to wait 5 days for it to be paid, to pay it to the car company, to the bank that got the loan through. Mm-hmm. Because they don't just do that. You can't just write a check for that amount of money and they go, okay, well, we're going to assume it's okay. You got to... How does Shohei not know this? Now, here's my guess. He just got married this summer. I wonder if Mama said, there's $1 million missing out of your account, Shohei. And I didn't take it. I just want you to know right now, I love you. I married you for your good looks and your warm personality, not your money. I didn't take your money.
Well, here's the other side, too. It still could be the interpreter doing it, and yeah. Shohei could have gave him the money and went to him and said, look, you're going to take the hit for this.
Absolutely.
I will pay. Your debt's gone. But you have to take the hit because either way, you're screwed. So I could see that happening. I mean, there's all kinds of different scenarios. And you're right about taking the money. But there are different ways that he could have gone about it. He could be doing it. Yeah, we know that. Interpreter could be doing it. But no matter what happens, it's going on the interpreter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No matter what.
Money talks. Absolutely.
Or give me my $4.5 million back. whatever this guy's name is, Johnny whatever, and his boys, they're coming.
They're coming to see you. They're coming up from Southern Cal. They want to talk to you. Just want to have a little meeting. That's all. In a dark alley. There may be baseball bats involved. Do you really like your thumbs?
Yeah.
Just wondering. Now, I'm not saying this can't happen. Manti Te'o got duped. He got duped. Have you seen the Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
On that?
I have.
I mean, before I saw that, my feeling was, and probably yours too, how can somebody trick you? How can you fall for that? Right? That's the feeling. You watch that documentary and you feel bad for the guy. You go, man, he really did get duped. Maybe Shohei really did get duped here.
There are a lot of people
who
have lost their life savings through their accountant or whoever that is stealing
from them. Antoine Walker.
I mean, it happens all the time.
Walker was partially to blame, but you're right. There are really bad financial people out there that will take your money if you're not paying attention and not think twice about it.
They can put it one place, then take out of it, put it, and then just keep it cycling. I mean,
now,
it's easy.
Major League Baseball.
You sound like you have experience, Tony.
Major League Baseball.
Not as far. I've never been prosecuted.
I can neither confirm nor deny any reports to that effect. MLB obviously wants this gone. They want it gone. Season starts in 48 hours.
I thought that already started.
Well, the season really starts in 48 hours. So they don't want to suspend Ohtani. By the way, he's the face of Major League Baseball. Is that arguable or not?
Mm-mm.
It's not Mike Trout anymore. I don't know who else it could be. It's not Aaron Judge, maybe a little bit, but it's Shohei Ohtani. Everybody wants to see Shohei Ohtani swing the bat. MLB does not want to suspend him. They hope everything he said yesterday is 100% true and nobody can prove otherwise. He was shocked. He had no idea what was going on. But, man, this is not over because MLB is still investigating this. It's not over. It might be over for Ipe, but Shohei, the problem now in this day and age that we live in is you are guilty until proven innocent, not the other way around. Not the other way around. So no matter what happened yesterday at the press conference, no matter what Ipe Matsuhara said, at his first one, he said, yeah, Shohei paid it for me. Well, Shohei's acting like that's not true. But again, if you're an addicted gambler, you learn how to lie. And you learn how to lie very, very well.
And I think that's the one benefit that Shohei is going to get in all this, is the fact that he has been caught up in several lies already.
Yeah.
Matsuhara, meaning.
Yeah. Boy, you better know who this new interpreter is, though. You think he said, you got one job. Don't take any of my money. That's it. Don't gamble and don't take any of my money. All right. NBA news. Speaking of gambling. And things going under the radar.
This one's much more black
this
and white.
This one's so much fun, though,
it
to
is.
Me. And the other part of this one is I love the way it's being handled by not only the NBA, but DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesar Sportsbook, ESPN Bet, whatever you want to call them, whichever one's involved here. Jonte Porter. Did you know who Jonte Porter was until yesterday?
Nope.
Did you know who he played for until yesterday?
Nope.
Toronto Raptors. Did you know where he went to college before yesterday?
Nope.
Missouri. Former Missouri Tiger.
I don't remember him at Missouri.
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, by the way.
Yes. One of Scooter's favorite things to do is prop bets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I love prop bets.
Over points, under rebounds, assists.
Three-pointers
made.
Love three-pointers.
January 26th, Toronto and the Clippers. Jonte Porter's prop bets were over under 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, 1/2 of a made three-pointer, which is hard to do.
So how many three-pointers did he shoot? 7?
He didn't shoot any. He played 4 minutes and left because of an eye irritation caused from an injury he had the game before to his eye. Allegedly.
Oh, I'm reading now, yeah.
DraftKings, that night, biggest money maker that the fans had on DraftKings was the unders on all of Jonte Porter's prop bets.
I was reading right as you
not
were saying.
Not good.
That's not good.
Fast forward 2 months, March 20th, Toronto and Sacramento, over under 7.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. He plays 3 minutes and leaves due to an illness. sick to my stomach, ate something wrong, not feeling well, can't play the rest of the game. Once again, that night, biggest loss for DraftKings was on the unders at Jontae Porter's prop bets.
Wow.
This one's simple, folks. Jontae Porter, whether he bet it or he was helping somebody else bet it, threw the over-unders for his own prop bets. Right? Is it any simpler than that?
Oh, no, that's simple. Yeah, it's that simple.
I like his moxie. I like the fact that he thought he could get away with this.
All of them
now,
do.
Now, the beauty of this is, if you are a gambler and you're worried about this kind of thing happening, DraftKings reported these incidents the next day to the NBA. I think FanDuel was in on one of these two, and they reported it as well. You have to, if you're going to have legalized gambling in sports, which 38 states do now, you have to have a checks and balances way to do things. And this is it. This is perfect. You go to the NBA, you say, and they submit a report to the NBA every day. Every day. But if something like this, something really fishy like this happens, they get a hold of the commissioner's office and say, hey, here's what happened last night. We had these over-unders. Somebody tried to, a couple people tried to bet $10,000, $20,000, which, by the way, you can't do under normal circumstances, unless you're a special customer on these sites.
Yeah, like Elon Musk can probably place $20,000.
Usually $1,000 is the most you can bet on one of these, maybe $2,000. But somebody was trying to bet $10,000 and $20,000 on these unders, on all of these unders. Well, you got caught.
I just don't understand.
Jontae Porter, I'm sorry, he can say, well, I really did have an eye injury, or I really was sick that day. I went back in the locker room and lost my dinner. Say whatever you want. This points directly at you.
I just don't understand the greed of these guys is really what kills me. I mean, what did that story say? He's made over $400,000 this year in the NBA.
His salary's $450,000.
He has a two-way contract for $415,000 this season.
That's plenty of money, dude. What are you doing trying to make more?
That's exactly what he's doing, trying to make more.
That's plenty of money.
Guess what? He's not going to make any more, because if these allegations, if he's proven to have either bet or help somebody else bet.
No, he's done.
He's done.
Get ready to learn European basketball,
and
buddy.
He's going to have a lengthy suspension, even if they can prove it, in my opinion. Because with the gambling situation, you have to keep the fans' trust. The fans have to trust that if I'm going to put $20 down on something, it's going to be legit. It's going to be above board. That's why the Tim Donaghy thing that happened in the NBA, how many years ago was that now, Tony? 6, 7 years ago? The referee was, remember what he was doing? They were calling palming on Allen Iverson to keep the score under the total.
Yep.
That was only one of the games that he kind of helped influence. Referees, they can influence the game much easier than players. Much easier. Just make some calls. Make some bad calls. Make some calls that aren't usually made in a game, like carrying the basketball.
Well, I'm sure with a guy like Porter, whose numbers were that low, I mean, what would you say, like 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds? Yeah. Like, he's in his head, he's probably thinking, well, my numbers are so low, even if I go under that, nobody's going to notice.
It's not going to affect the game.
It's not going to affect the game. B, nobody's going to notice that I'm doing that.
He played 4 minutes in one game and 3 minutes in another. And those two particular games, people were trying to bet boatloads of money on his under props.
Here's the thing.
That seems like a court of law, Tony. Even without total proof, you can say, yeah, you're guilty.
Well, here's another thing that goes with that. He said he tore his ACL before his sophomore season, tore it again in his MCL while rehabbing in 2019, went undrafted. So he's probably looking at his future not being real long.
Right.
So he thought, hey, I'm going to make a quick buck here. I'll have my buddies do it, or have some people on the side do it, and he's just not very smart.
And just like Shohei, you can do this until you get too greedy. Not that Shohei did it, but if Shohei did it, you can do it in a different way. I got plenty of buddies that I can say to them, I want you to go to this place, and I can give them cash and bet this amount of money. And you can't trace that. Now, not to fix a game. I'm just saying just to bet a game.
Well, there's so many checks and balances on gambling that if you want to try to start doing this stuff, you're going to get caught.
These sites, these DraftKings and FanDuel and Caesars, they know if they want to stay in business with these major sports, they have to be clean. They have to come clean with any irregularity that they see gambling-wise. And that's what, if you're a consumer, if you're a gambler, if you're first of all, be responsible with it, like I'm not. But if you're a responsible gambler, you just want to be assured that everything's on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the NBA, I think the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball being in partnership with these companies is actually a good thing. I remember when it first happened. Roger Goodell said 5 years ago, we will never, ever be in business with gambling. Where are we now?
Feels like an important time to throw out a PSA. If any major athletes want to do some gambling and you need a liaison to place your bets,
call Scooter.
Yeah, just call me up. A very nominal fee.
With that said, let's take a break. Changes coming in the NFL. And did you watch college women's basketball last night? It was very interesting. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio, final segment. Scoots, give me 1,000 on the under on my points tonight, whatever it is.
Okay.
Can it go under 0.0?
I don't think so.
Well, let's bet push. Can you bet a push?
That's where the money's at.
That is where the money is. That's a lot of money. All right, M&M Cartage hotline's open, 384-1450, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Texter has some news, and I had the news written down. I haven't talked about it yet. Kenny Brooks is leaving Virginia Tech to become the new UK women's basketball coach. I think good hire. He went to the Final Four, took Virginia Tech to the Final Four last year. And I think anything is like Louisville fan is going to say, anything's a step above Kenny Payne. I think anything's a step above Kyra Elzey, Tony. I don't want to be mean there. She did win an SEC tournament. But never thought she could coach.
I said from day one it was not a good choice. When I watched him play, I just, as a coach, I'm like, she needs help. The stuff they try to do and the way they played was horrible, and it never got better. The only pass she got was the SEC tournament that year.
Yeah.
Still
can't believe they won that, by the way.
Yeah, and that was historic, but that was it. You can't win during the season. You can't coach.
By the way, Virginia Tech announced it before Kentucky.
They did.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Well, I think they announced he was leaving, and then they said, okay, ball's in your court, Kentucky. And I guess, hey, good hire here for Mitch Barnhart, in my opinion.
He's a great hire.
And I guess now he gets to meet with Cal today.
Yeah, Kentucky spent a whole lot of money on their women's program, doing a lot of things behind the scenes. And when you have somebody in there that's just – they had no discipline, no anything. So, yeah, now it's time to look at Cal, but – you know, they're going to sit down and they're going to talk and he's going to say, look, we got to do this, we got to do that. And if you don't do that, then we're going to have to, you know, mutually maybe part. Let's agree to agree.
Indiana 75, Oklahoma 68 last night. They get the sting of that Miami loss from last year in the round of 32 out of their system last night. Good win, late game win for the Hoosiers. That's fun to watch last night. Listen,
yeah,
I said this on the show yesterday. I don't watch a lot of women's basketball. I got no interest. I watched some women's basketball last night and really, really enjoyed it, including that Indiana win. They move on to the Sweet 16. Who they got next, Scoots?
That was the last win of the season because they will take on undefeated South Carolina.
Yeah. You never know.
No good.
You got to play the game. They got to play the game, too. South Carolina – lost LSU beat LSU by one.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Tennessee. Tennessee by one.
Beat LSU by six.
Beat LSU by six in the championship game of the SEC tournament. I mean, they are almost invulnerable, Tony, but as we found out over the years, nobody's invulnerable since the 76 Indiana Hoosiers.
Well, I've got a ticket on the Hoosiers to win it, so I'm hoping they can pull it off.
Where'd you get that at?
DraftKings.
I would.
I mean, what was it?
24, maybe?
Value bet.
Yeah, it was a value bet.
I didn't think you did value bet.
Well, when it's my own team.
You make fun of me when I do value
bet. When it's my own
team. Like BYU. I had a BYU value
bet. I don't do value bets on teams that I see throughout the season. Hey, they looked good.
I have a bet on Purdue and a bet on Houston. So
Purdue is not a value bet.
It's more than 10-1.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
At the time, I mean, it was early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So ESPN did something I thought was brilliant last night. UConn played the first game, like 6:30.
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, yeah.
6 o'clock.
Connecticut 72, Syracuse 64. You got to watch Paige Beckers. Gina Auriemma after the game said she's the best player in college basketball. He made no bones about it.
That game was a blast to watch, too.
It was fun. I saw about a quarter and a half of that game. I had NBA on one of the TVs, too, but I saw about a quarter and a half of that game. She is really, really good.
Boy, you guys had a big night.
Big night. And while I just had gotten home from the tax lady, so got to put something on to wash that taste out of your mouth.
I had the Iowa game on.
I was going to say, what'd you have on?
I watched the last two episodes of The Gentleman.
There you go. Well done.
And I had the girls' game on the
other
television.
And I had a bad night.
How many girls' games did you watch last night? Three?
Three. Well, not full games, but four, actually. Because after UConn, then I finished the Indiana game, and then I turned over and watched the second half of Iowa and West Virginia. Iowa probably shouldn't have won that game. They ended up winning by 10, but it was tied with 3 minutes to go. Some questionable calls at home against West Virginia, maybe.
Hmm.
Wink, wink. They held Caitlin Clark. They did a great job defensively on Caitlin Clark. Now, she made a bunch of free throws. She ended up
with 32.
And with 32. So it's hard to say they did a good job on her. She scored 32. Iowa wins that game. And then you want to see the next best player in college basketball, USC over Kansas 73-55, Juju Watkins, freshman at Southern Cal. First time I've gotten to see her. I watched the first half of that game. Man. She is really good. Finished with a double-double, and I want to say this the right way. She just looks like a basketball player. She's Cheryl Miller-ish. She's not that good. In my opinion, nobody's ever been as good as Cheryl Miller, and I will take that one to the grave. It's like people that want to say LeBron's better than Michael. I'd say, well, whatever. Have your opinion. But Juju Watkins, really, really good. So, very entertaining last night. ESPN smart. Boom, Connecticut. Boom, Iowa. Boom, USC. Back to back to back. With nothing else on except The Gentleman, apparently.
Well, have you seen The Gentleman?
It's on Netflix. No, I haven't.
It's really good.
I was watching the – I watched the entire the Cold War series, the 9 episodes. I got one episode left of that. So, maybe I'll go – what's The Gentleman about?
Oh, it's
spies. It's spies.
No, it's about rich aristocracy and drug business and coming in, and it's funny and serious both. It's a eight.
I learn more about you every day.
I'm always looking for something to watch when I'm in the gym. I have to have a show, so I got called up.
Oh, this
is not.
I assumed this was you and your wife watching.
No.
Oh, this is just you in the gym.
Me and then I liked it, so I went on. I watched Juju for about 3 minutes.
She can play.
And that was enough for me.
Well, Tony, that sounds more entertaining. I thought you were going to go, it's about guys opening car doors for women.
No.
Pulling their chairs out.
I'm going to highly recommend it.
I thought it was like maybe a poker thing.
No, it's a mini series. It's like an eight short episode thing. It's good.
I'm good.
You got all the shows you watch, and you always talk about them. So I brought up The Gentleman. You make fun of me.
Ozark.
You watch movies and shows all the time.
The Gentleman. I've never heard of The Gentleman until I came across it on Netflix. I watch shows like Ozark and Breaking Bad and Sopranos that everybody watches.
Well, it's new.
Tony's ahead of the curve.
I'm ahead of the curve.
We are not going to talk about The Gentleman.
If you named all those, you're going to like it.
We're not going to talk about The Gentleman in the same sentence as we talk about Sopranos or The Wire or Breaking Bad.
I've watched all those.
We're not.
I've watched all those.
I know.
You just make fun of me because I've been watching women's basketball last night.
I'm not making fun of you. I had no idea what it was about. In fact, I said, what's it about? Because I was interested.
What was that about? You had a big night.
It's a terrible title.
terrible title.
The Gentleman. Scooter's right. Are they opening car doors? What are they doing? Are they saying yes, ma'am, to everybody? All right. NBA last night, Atlanta, 30 down. 30 down. Comes back and beats the Celtics in Atlanta, 120 to 118. We see this all the time when it's 20. We don't see 30. In the NBA, if you're up 20 in the first half, that doesn't mean a whole lot. But 30, yeah, that means a little bit. Somehow, the Celtics, and Jason Tatum played, and Jaylen Brown played, and Kristaps Porzingis played. I watched, I had this on a TV as well. I watched a lot of this game. I turned it off when Atlanta came back. I'm a Celtic fan. And I was yelling at the TV, Joe Mazzulla, call timeout. If the Celtics don't win it this year, it is going to be completely about Joe Mazzulla and his inexperience as a head coach. This is his second year. They are the best team in the NBA, talent-wise. And I was very disappointed last night. Scooter, you could have made some money last night.
Sounds like it.
Bet Atlanta.
I would never have done
that. When they're down 30. Yeah, nobody saw this coming. Celtics were a 9-point favorite, I think. Now, they didn't have a point guard last night. Both their point guards did not play last night. Derek White and whoever the other point guard is. Neither one of them played. Jason Tatum had to bring the ball up. Peyton Pritchard brought it up when he was in there. But you blow a 30-point lead, not good. Still the favorites to win the East, with Denver probably one of the favorites to win the title.
Especially when you're on a 9-game winning streak and you've won 20 out of your last 22.
And you could see it coming. And it was the Atlanta announcers, and they were going, they kept saying, why is he not calling his timeout? And I was yelling, yeah, why is he not calling his timeout? He let the league get down to 7 late in the third quarter before he ever called timeout. And I don't know. Denver did beat Memphis last night, 128-103. They're still great. Sacramento over Philly. I had that one on one of the TVs last night, 108-96. That was on NBA TV. And the Pacers whipped the Clippers, 133-116.
Didn't the Suns lose to Wimby-less
Suns
Spurs?
Suns lost to Wimby. Not Wimby. Yeah, the yep. Spurs.
Wimby-less Spurs.
Crazy. Thanks for listening. I don't know if you learned anything, but appreciate you coming by today. Thanks to Tony. Thanks to Scooter. Back at it tomorrow. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.